March 5, 1904, the cross's citation, advocate and judge of the soul, so that she may take possession of the eternal kingdom. This morning I was feeling in much suffering, with the addition of his privation. Then, after I struggled very much, he came for just a few instants, and told me, "My daughter, sufferings, crosses, are like many citations which I send to souls. If the soul accepts these citations, whether they are citations that notify the soul to pay some debt, or it is a notification to obtain some gain for eternal life, if the soul responds to me by resigning herself to my will, by thanking me, by adoring my holy dispositions, we are immediately in accord, and the soul will avoid many inconveniences that are possible, like being cited again, having advocates involved, going through the suit, and receiving the condemnation of the judge. Responding to the citation with resignation and with thanksgiving alone will make up for all this, because the cross will be citation, advocate and judge for her, with nothing else needed for her to take possession of the eternal kingdom. If then she does not accept these citations, think about it, yourself, into how many abysses of disgraces and troubles she throws herself, and what the rigor of the judge will be in condemning her for having shunned the cross as her judge, so much milder, more compassionate, more prone to enriching her rather than judging her, more intent on embellishing her rather than condemning her.